Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Frankly, if we want a party that is indistinguishable from Hillary Clinton on an issue like illegal immigration, that we're going to have John McCain as a nominee, that's the wrong way to go. Instead, I believe that you're going to want to have somebody who can show a contrast on issues like campaign finance reform, like illegal immigration, like global warming.
And now the state of the campaign in New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut on the Democratic and the Republican side, as our votes will matter in a presidential primary for maybe the first time anyone can remember. With me now, the political tri-state all-stars of Tom Hester, New Jersey State House reporter for the Associated Press, Evelyn Hernandez, political reporter for El Diario La Prensa, New York Spanish Language Daily, and Lucy Nalpathanchil, reporter for WNPR Public Radio in Hartford. Welcome, all of you, to WNYC today. Good morning.
Good morning.
Tom, are those Giants fans pouring into the Meadowlands right now?
Well, there's probably a sizable portion of Giants fans, but they're mostly Barack Obama fans.
And Barack Obama himself is going to speak there?
Yeah, he'll be there along with Senator Kennedy from Massachusetts. He's having Obama's having a rally at noon at the arena. I guess he's trying to polls show that he's inching closer to Hillary Clinton in New Jersey, and I guess he's trying to swing that momentum all his way.
So that's why New Jersey on this crucial day.
Yeah, there's a poll out this morning by Quinnipiac that shows that the lead, Hillary Clinton once had a large double-digit lead against Obama. The Quinnipiac poll shows it's down to about 5%. So I think he's making a run for New Jersey.
Evelyn, what about New York? How are they campaigning in New York?
Well, in New York, Hillary is, of course, as the governor of Michigan just mentioned, Hillary is having this satellite national town hall tonight out of New York. She's also doing a couple of other interesting things. She's going to be on David Letterman, and I believe she's also doing Entertainment Tonight. So she's taking a couple of different approaches here to try to get that lock down that New York vote.
With the allocation of delegates by congressional district, Evelyn, are we seeing the places that Clinton and Obama are concentrating on in New York? Is it clear?
Well, Obama has made a strong push in Brooklyn, and his strategy really, since these are not winner-take-all states, the delegates are distributed by proportion. His strategy is really to pick off delegates, and certainly Brooklyn is one area of New York City, at least, where he has a very good chance of doing that. He's been very well received there.
And Lucy in Hartford, while Obama is hitting New Jersey today, I was watching TV earlier and I saw Hillary Clinton speaking live in the Nutmeg State.
That's right. It's her second visit in a week. She was down at Yale Law School, actually the Yale Child Study Center. She wants to emphasize she has Connecticut roots, like many other candidates, emphasizing they have a connection. She went to Yale Law School with her husband many years ago. And Barack Obama, after his Meadowlands stop, will be coming to Hartford for a rally at the Hartford's biggest venue, the XL Center, to be joined by Senator Kennedy and Caroline Kennedy. So Connecticut's seen a lot of activity. It's unusual because Connecticut usually is a stop for candidates who are interested in boosting their campaign war chest in years past. They stopped down at the Gold Coast, as it's known, Fairfield County, but now they're actually coming to the big cities, Hartford and New Haven. So there's a lot of excitement here from voters who aren't used to all this attention.
And John McCain was campaigning in Connecticut yesterday, wasn't he?
Yes, he was at Sacred Heart University in Fairfield, Connecticut, along with Senator Lieberman, who is leading his campaign efforts in Connecticut. It was kind of a surprise that he came yesterday. Obviously, Republicans in Connecticut aren't known to be the most conservative, but his message to the more than 2,000 audience members was that, you know, he is a true conservative trying to battle what conservatives around the country are saying, that, you know, he doesn't really fit that image.
But if John McCain was campaigning in Connecticut yesterday, does that mean that the state is competitive? The reports I had seen in the last few days were saying Connecticut was basically McCain country and Romney wasn't even going to campaign in this part of the nation.
Yeah, that was unusual that he came here, because all the polls have been pointing that he's going to win this state fairly easy. Romney will not be anywhere near him in terms of the percentage of votes. But with the Democratic primary, obviously Clinton and Barack Obama are very close in terms of who's going to carry the state. And it'll be interesting to see who gets how many delegates tomorrow night.
Tom, the New Jersey primary is like the others in our area, proportional on the Democratic side, winner take all on the Republican side. Are both parties in play in New Jersey?
Well, the polls show that McCain has a huge lead over Romney in New Jersey, even though McCain is going to be in New Jersey today as well. So I'm not sure if it's really in play for the Republicans anymore. It seems like McCain may have clinched that deal, but with the proportional allocation of delegates in New Jersey and the poll showing it a tight race, or a tighter race now between Clinton and Obama, it seems to really be very much in play in, for the Democrats.
Now, if McCain is coming to New Jersey, but it's not considered in play, why would he be spending his time here?
Well, his supporters say that they're not only looking to win the primary on Tuesday, but also they're looking toward the November election. He's coming to a town called Hamilton, which is in Mercer County. It's a suburb of Trenton. Has about 90,000 people in it, a big sprawling suburban township. In the past, it's elected both Republicans and Democrats, and it's considered sort of a swing district in the state. If you can win Hamilton, maybe that can help provide you a boost in statewide elections. So their theory is that even though they're not taking anything for granted, they're looking not only to Tuesday, but they're also looking toward November.
I wonder if it's also, in McCain's case, for the proximity to free media, to the New York media capital, since he doesn't have the money that Romney does to campaign in 22 states.
Well, that never hurts, and that's probably why Obama is going to the Meadowlands, because that's basically two states in one shot.
Evelyn from El Diario, is there evidence that the candidates are going after the Latino vote in New York in any particular way?
Well, they have been going after the Latino vote here, as they have in many other key states in California and in Arizona, by having a strong presence on radio and on television, Spanish language television. They've certainly made overtures to the Spanish language media and have taken advantage of the free media that newspapers and radio news, TV news do provide them. I think that in Obama's case, in New York, just as in California, as many, you know, if he can pick off Latino voters, and he has made some inroads into that vote, I think the Caroline Kennedy endorsement certainly helped him. And what they've done to what the Clinton campaign has done to counteract that is, of course, to come out with some very powerful TV ads that feature Robert Kennedy Jr. Robert F. Kennedy and his son, to sort of counteract the Caroline Kennedy and JFK effect. But they're certainly battling over all of those votes, and they know that the Kennedys have a very strong history with the Latino community. So
why would it matter to a Latino New Yorker that Caroline Kennedy endorsed a candidate? I saw Juan Gonzalez column in the Daily News where he was saying, in effect, oh, please, don't tell me that Kennedys are going to be responsible for how Latinos vote. Latinos are going to make up their own mind based on their lives and the issues.
Absolutely. Latinos will make up their own minds. But you know what that endorsement does, or what it has done, is it's caused some Latinos who might have already been in the bag for Hillary Clinton to stop and reconsider that choice, and that's something that the Clinton camp does not want them to do. And it's because John F. Kennedy was president when large numbers of Latinos came to this country. Many people who were involved in the civil rights movement, there was a Latino civil rights movement going on at the same time during that period. And Juan Gonzalez knows that, by the way. They remember John F. Kennedy and then Robert Kennedy as well. And that campaign, Robert Kennedy's presidential campaign, of course, tragically cut short. So there are a lot of connections there. The United Farm Workers movement in the West was also evolved during that time and very much connected to the civil rights movement into the Kennedy era. So there is quite a connection there. And as I said, what Clinton's people don't want to happen is for those Latinos who, because they know the Clinton name and they really don't know Barack Obama very well, they don't want those folks to stop and ask, well, who is this guy? Why are the Kennedys endorsing him? And that's exactly what that's the impact that the endorsement has had. It's caused a lot of people to stop and ask again, who is Barack Obama? And that's his great advantage. Once people find out about him, he obviously is going to have a stronger possibility of swaying them over to his side.
We have a few minutes left on WNYC with Tom Hester, New Jersey State House reporter for the Associated Press, Evelyn Hernandez, political reporter for El Diario La Prensa, New York Spanish Language Daily, and Lucy Nalpathanchil, reporter for WNPR in Hartford, as we talk about the campaigns in all three of the states in the tri-state area. And I want to ask all three of you about last-minute campaign tactics. Sometimes it gets ugly in these last hours before a close election. Are any of you getting any reports of push polls or disguised racist or sexist appeals or anything like that going on? Tom, in New Jersey, I know that nothing like this would ever happen in New Jersey, but
of course not.
Are you hearing of anything?
No, nothing yet. The campaign has largely been pretty civil in New Jersey, even though each side has their various supporters and high-profile supporters. Everyone has kept it nice so far.
How about in Connecticut, Lucy?
No, nothing yet here. I mean, obviously, they've been using a lot of surrogates campaigning here the past couple of days, even some star power to engage the youth votes for Obama's campaign, with that Indian actor from Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle, Cal Penn, stopping at several different universities and colleges around the state to really get that youth vote involved. But there hasn't been any negative campaigning here as of yet.
Evelyn in New York?
I have not heard of anything recently. It seems that since they called a public truce, Clinton and Obama at least called a truce, there hasn't been any of that tone that we saw. I think the Clinton campaign realized that it was hurting them, and they've backed away from it.
Lucy, why doesn't Romney have a chance in Connecticut, the state next door to Massachusetts?
Well, as I mentioned before, a lot of Republicans in the state, they don't consider themselves very conservative, and Romney seems to really get a pull from that portion of Republicans, also from the time when he was Massachusetts governor. I don't get a sense that a lot of people, that he was very popular with his neighboring state of Connecticut. It seems like a lot of people have respect for McCain and his years of experience, and that seems to be where a lot of people that are Republicans anyway are putting their attention to when they go to vote tomorrow.
By the way, has anyone seen Mitt Romney in any of our states this whole campaign?
Nope.
Do we know that he's really a person and not a computer-generated icon?
He was in New Jersey early last year, and that's the only stop he's made in New Jersey that I know of off the top of my head.
All right. Tom Hester, New Jersey State House reporter for the Associated Press, Evelyn Hernandez, political reporter for El Diario La Prensa, Lucy Nalpathanchil, reporter for WNPR in Hartford. Thank you all very much for coming on with us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.